Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 6, it says, "Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them." This is significant. Let me read that again. "Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them." Moses and Aaron were being blamed once again by the people they loved and served for being ones who had a grand scheme of pulling them all out to die for the sake of the Egyptians. The whole process of the Exodus seemed to be forgotten as the present hardships eclipsed the mighty power and work that God had performed on their behalf. The memory of the Red Sea, food from the sky, cloud guidance, fire night lights, and protection from the enemies are forgotten as the current thirst crisis develops. This would be interesting to read if it were not so accurate in describing the problems we continue to struggle with today. Today's circumstances will call for my attention, and they can easily eclipse my view of how great and powerful my God is. I will want to spend time unscrambling what is scrambled and forget the one who can fix all that is broken by the very words of his mouth. So often we focus on the problem, the inconvenience. So often we focus on our lack of comfort. And we've decided that if God doesn't make our lives easy, he must not care about us. So we need to demand that he does things to make our lives more comfortable. Being comfortable does not equate to being useful. Being comfortable does not make us significant or secure. Being comfortable is something people strive for in all the wrong ways. They eat too much, they exercise too little because it's inconvenient and uncomfortable to do the other. It's not uncommon for us to abuse alcohol and drugs in our society, and to keep looking for a way to be entertained so we don't have to put our minds to actually thinking about what can fix the problems. We can just be amused by them. We need to be careful and realize that God is at work in our lives, developing the person that we should be. And sometimes the steps in that process are difficult to go through. Faith is what pleases God, and faith demands that we don't have all the answers. Therefore, when we don't have the answers, we should be trusting the one who has the answers. God isn't somebody we can always understand, but he is always faithful, and we need to live in that context. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.